Welcome back, What Will Land. You heard me vent about this right before the break. Everyday Americans are feeling the financial pinch right now, and yet the House just passed $40 billion in aid for Ukraine. To talk more about this legislation, we turn to Congressman Jim Banks. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, Kayla, good to be with you.
Yeah, glad you're here. Am I safe in assuming that you voted no on this legislation?
Yeah, I did. I think there were 57 of us that voted no. I mean, remember, Kayla, that just back in March, we passed a $13 billion aid package for Ukraine. And at that point, the question was, how much is enough? Where do we draw the line? We can't give a blank check to Ukraine when we have all these issues, as you mentioned, going on right here at home with inflation, with gas prices, with, you know, every day I hear from all of you, from constituents in Northeast Indiana saying, it's hard to make ends meet because of the Democrat policies that have made it harder on American families and working people. So I want to give Ukraine everything that they need to fight back against Russia, but this is excessive in light of what we're dealing with at home. We can't lead abroad when we're so weak at home, and that's why I voted no on it.
What was the argument being made by members on the left and even obviously some members of the right in terms of forking over this much cash? How are they justifying this?
I'm scratching my head, too. I mean,
okay, you're just as clueless as I am.
Biden announced 2 weeks ago, he announced a $1.3 billion aid package to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So how did we go from $1.3 billion to $33 billion, and then all of a sudden it became $40 billion. So what changed in just 2 weeks to justify over $38 billion more from where he started just a couple of weeks ago? I don't get it either. I mean, keep in mind that they dropped this bill at 3 p.m. yesterday, and we voted on it last night. Just a few hours later, the debate started, and then it was on the floor for a vote at 9 p.m. last night. So it does beg a lot of questions on how did we get there. But if you go through the bill, it's, you know, $40 billion total, $15 billion of it's humanitarian assistance, with only $5 million of the $40 billion going toward anything that provides for oversight or accountability over the entire package. It gives every single person in Ukraine a ticket to immigrate to the United States. So it invites 44.3 million people to the United States, no limits on that. And unlike what we dealt with in Afghanistan, most Ukrainians can actually afford a plane ticket to get to the United States of America. So it gives them an open invitation. No, there's no means testing for the welfare eligibility in this bill for Ukrainian refugees. $350 million of the $40 billion goes to spread around to other countries to help them with their refugee resettlement. So again, think about this in context of what we're dealing with at home, and we're spreading around hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries. $67 million for salary increases for Department of Justice employees. I mean, that has nothing to do with Ukraine. And then $400 million for narcotics control in Ukraine, at the same time that in America, fentanyl is now the leading cause of death of Americans age 25 to 45 in the working age Americans. So we're going to help them control narcotics, but we have a wide open border and fentanyl flowing all over the country because of the border policies killing Americans and the leading cause of death. So you go through the bill and you really do have to scratch your head on what this means and why we would vote for it with everything we have going on at home that we're suffering under.
Yeah, I've been saying it all morning long. You know, please, someone make this make sense for me. And it just doesn't. What would you think, Congressman, would perhaps then be a better solution when it comes to helping out Ukraine in this ongoing war?
Well, keep in mind, we've done a lot. And I'm all for doing more to provide them with lethal aid to fight back against the Russians. And Zelensky has said, by the way, that they will pay us back, but there's nothing in this bill that requires Ukraine to pay us back for another $40 billion on top of several billion that we've already given them. So if we continue to provide them with lethal aid, with military aid, I'm all for that, but this is excessive.
Congressman, kind of a behind-the-scenes question. I always think about this with our political leaders. Do you ever just sit there sometimes when you're taking these votes and look at your colleagues and just, you know, scratch your head?
I mean, that's what I was doing last night, 9:30. I mean, I was watching the board and sitting on the floor, and it was the only vote at that point. So people are coming onto the floor to vote, and then they leave and go hop in their cars and go home. And in this case, I think a lot of my colleagues, I don't know, they might not be hearing from their constituents like I'm hearing from all of you. I mean, our phones are ringing off the hook as people are calling in about gas prices in Northeast Indiana getting close to $5 a gallon, and inflation at 8.5%, and you know, everything from baby formula shortages to the drug issues that we're facing, and begging the leaders of this country to address those issues. So I'm offered for doing whatever we can for America to be the leader around the world that America should be, but we can't be that leader when we have these issues going on at home. And when Joe Biden refuses to address our domestic issues and issues affecting American families and American communities, he needs to focus on that before he comes to Congress and asks for a $40 billion aid package to a foreign country.
Really quick, Congressman, we're up against the clock, but do you know, are you privy to knowing when the Senate will actually vote on this legislation?
You know, I don't know. I would expect them to take it up today.
Okay.
McConnell's been involved and very, very, very closely involved in these negotiations. And this bill did include COVID relief up to yesterday. So they took that out of it. But I imagine the Senate will take it up immediately.
Do you think it will pass there?
It passed overwhelmingly in the House. So I'm not a betting man, but I'm guessing that it probably does pass because of the margins that it passed out of the House.
Congressman, as always, I appreciate your time here on WoWo.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Podcasts by Federated Media.